sending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space?
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, December 29th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:01. I'm Brent Allen. Our next storm is poised to move in very soon, currently sitting at 57 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Superstar author James Patterson's next book should be titled I Am Santa, as the author has handed out $500 bonuses to 600 booksellers as a Christmas gift, and several are right here in Sonoma County. Caitlin Smith at Copperfields in Healdsburg, Patty Norman and Mark Warren at Copperfields in Petaluma, Petal Conlin at Reader's Books in Sonoma, and Jennifer Lockhart at the Word Hoard Emporium of the Weird and Fantastic in Petaluma were all recipients of Patterson's bonus this year. A former parent educator and court referral program manager for the Child Parent Institute was convicted last week of sexually abusing two young girls, and he'll be sentenced in January. 43-year-old Victor McGowan was found guilty of two counts of abuse and one count of assault. He's being held in the Sonoma County Jail. The two victims were family friends and not affiliated with Child Parent Institute. State Farm is expected to increase its average rate for homeowners insurance policies in California by 20% next year, under a proposal approved last week by the Department of Insurance. State Farm insures more than one out of every five homeowner policies in the state, and in May announced it would stop accepting new applications for property and business policies in the state. The company cited higher construction costs, a growing risk from catastrophic events such as wildfires, and challenges related to how it insures its own business when it made the decision. The United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days. They're fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the strip, where hospital officials say dozens were recently killed. People arrived in Rafah in trucks, carts, and on foot. Russia has launched 122 missiles and multiple drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 20 civilians in what an Air Force official says was the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukraine was able to shoot down many of the missiles and drones. It was the largest attack since November of 2022, when Russia launched 96 missiles against targets in Ukraine. The world population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day, it will stand at more than 8 billion people. The worldwide growth rate in the past year was just under 1%. At the start of 2024, 4.3 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. Well, it is now 6:04 and time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. It is a getaway holiday Friday, but so far the roadways are fine. No stalls, accidents, or delays. Our KZST News Time is now 6:04.
Hey, Dan here, store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa with exciting news. Our end-of-the-year sale is here, bringing you incredible deals on jacuzzi and Clearwater hot tubs. Imagine your backyard transformed into a personal oasis, all for relaxation and savings. For this month only, enjoy up to $5,000 off a spa or financing for up to 36 months at 0% APR. Our team is ready to guide you to the perfect hot tub. But that's not all. With every purchase, you'll also receive a complimentary spa care package, ensuring your spa experience starts off seamlessly. Don't miss out. Visit us today at 9650 Old Redwood Highway in Windsor or 4731 Old Redwood Highway in Santa Rosa and turn your hot tub dreams into reality with Johnson Pool & Spa. Relax, rejuvenate, and elevate your lifestyle now. Johnson Pool & Spa, where relaxation meets savings. Hurry, our end of the year sale won't last long. Visit us today and discover the perfect hot tub for your home. Your personal oasis is waiting.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to kzst.com. We've got some bowl games coming up this weekend, quite a few to close out the college football season. Today is the Gator Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl. Tomorrow, you can watch the Peach Bowl, the Music City Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and the Arizona Bowl. And there are five games on Monday, including the Rose Bowl with Michigan versus Alabama, and the Sugar Bowl with Washington versus Texas. The winner of those two games will play for the national championship on January 8th. Your forecast. We continue with high surf at the coastline today. Also, a wind advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. Otherwise, our next storm rolls in today. Rain heavy at times with highs around 60. Tonight, rain with a chance of thunder showers. Lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers. High near 60, even a slight chance of a shower on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. An Alabama Uber driver should be on track for a stellar 2024 after doing something very good and returning $8,000 in cash for a hopeful teenager that left it in his vehicle. The young man was given the money by his dad to buy a new motorcycle, but left the bag behind in the back of the Uber. The driver's next fare found the bag and gave it to the driver, who then returned to the drop-off point and found the boy, reuniting him with the money. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now.
It is 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 57 degrees at KZST. Now a feature I call that So Sonoma County. Don't you just love our local airport, the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport? What a great way to travel. So darn convenient. I fly out of there almost monthly. It is newly renovated. There's a restaurant. They have other food options, even a bar now. So according to the website Stacker, they did a survey and found the most traveled destinations from here. The top six include Phoenix, Orange County, San Diego, LA, Burbank, and the number one most popular place people fly to from the Sonoma County Airport, Seattle. And by the way, don't you also just love all the Peanuts decor? The airport. So Sonoma County.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
County's KZST, it is 616, 57 degrees on your finally Friday. I'm Debbie Abrams, and just want to mention Brent Allen and I will have all your New Year's Eve local hotspots to hit on Sunday in this morning's Hot Topic coming up at 7:40. So many things happening this weekend. Many of the local restaurants are hosting special dinners like Dry Creek Kitchen, Valette, Spoon Bar, Lo and Behold, and the Matheson, plus Blue Ridge Kitchen in the Barlow doing a New Year's Eve bash. And for the kids, the Charles Schultz Museum, always a fun spot, hosting activities and crafts, plus a balloon drop. Everything you need to know about New Year's Eve in Sonoma County, coming up a little bit later in the show. And by the way, did I mention it's Friday?
We couldn't turn around till we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now, but no, I ain't too proud.
County's KZST, it is 620, 57 degrees in Santa Rosa. Look for cloudy skies today, wet and windy around Sonoma County. Temperatures, the upper 50s to low 60s. Good morning.
This is Larry Flick, owner of the Floor Store. The end of the year means our New Year's clearance sale. That means up to 50% off storewide from now to January 9th on carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, waterproof flooring, and more. It also means no sales tax and interest-free financing for a full 24 months. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Altogether, it means Happy New Year. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Santa Rosa's newest live theater destination, Left Edge Theater at the California on 7th Street. You can find award-winning five-star entertainment year-round. Daring contemporary plays never seen in Sonoma County. More info online at leftedgetheater.com. Go to mysonomadeals.com to buy your gift certificates and learn more.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
They say romance is dead.
You give love a bad name.
Not at KZST. The songs you loved then? And the songs you love now. Sonoma County's home for music variety. KZST.
Degrees in Santa Rosa on your Friday, the kickoff to a long holiday weekend. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
Well, my jeans keep telling me no more Christmas cookies, but my leggings are like, we gotcha, boo, we gotcha.
Lying beside. Here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We say. Drifted apart, and
open arms.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, December 29th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:28. I'm Brent Allen. Rain is finally here. It's coming down out there now. We are sitting at 57 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. At least one person in the North Bay joined about 15 others statewide that did not get the message to stay away from the coast yesterday as they needed to be rescued after getting hit with big waves. Locally, waves up to 33 feet knocked someone into the water at Salt Point Beach near Timber Cove. Waves flooded seaside businesses in Ventura County and sent 8 people to the hospital. Flooding was reported in Santa Cruz and in Marin County, where residents were ordered to evacuate Stinson Beach. The Santa Rosa Junior College Fire Academy is getting a brand new training tower for its Windsor facility, thanks to a grant secured by State Senator Mike McGuire. $1.5 million will go towards the tower for a program that is ranked as one of the top 5 fire academies in the state. The tower should be complete in the fall of 2025. Santa Rosa Police announced this morning their year-end totals for confiscated drugs, money, and guns for 2023. And the numbers are pretty impressive. Among the items seized are $167,000 in cash, 38 guns,